This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It's now day six of the partial government shutdown. Both chambers of Congress met for just a few minutes late today, but took no action to restore funding. For federal workers, each day brings more uncertainty about when the next paycheck will come. Some of those workers have been sharing their experiences on Twitter with the hashtag #ShutdownStories. They come from all over the country, from all sorts of people, including single moms and veterans. We called up two people who posted their stories. Julie Burr is a government contractor working in the Department of Transportation in Kansas City, Missouri. Ernest Johnson in Rawlins, Wyoming, works for the Bureau of Land Management as a geologist. They described what the shutdown has been like for them so far.
So I'm full-time federal employee. So now I'm furloughed. None of our office was considered essential. So they let us all go until further notice.
I am not a federal worker per se. I am actually a contracted worker. If Congress does agree to back pay federal workers, I am not included in that group.
I typically try to, you know, keep things budgeted out 3 to 6 months. I mean, initially I'm good through, say, the end of the month. But if it carries on, you know, 20, 30 days with no back pay, then things are going to get a little dicey come February. My backlog at work is going to start, getting bigger and bigger every day.
I did take on a second job during the holidays for some extra money at Barnes & Noble. Luckily, they have agreed to keep me on for a while and allow me to pick up some extra shifts. It is a very big pay cut, of course. It's about 25 to 30% of what I make at my federal job, but it will help a little bit. Any little bit helps right now.
Kind of seeing the negativity from, you know, other people of saying, well, you should have planned better or whatever. It's like, well, that's not the issue. The issue is, you know, Congress and the executive branch not coming to a conclusion, not whether or not I plan to have an extra, you know, $4,000.
I know everybody has their side of the aisle that they want to sit on, but there are a lot of people being affected by this. I just wish they could all sit down, talk it out, whatever they need to do to come to an agreement.
Julie Burr and Ernest Johnson. To learn more about them and about other workers affected by the shutdown, visit our website, marketplace.org.